Dan Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is Monday, May 6, 2019. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hi.
Can we just have one more day? I feel like we just need one more day.
I need one more
day. Like one more day just to fully recover from everything from last week, Derby week, and then the Derby, and then Cinco de Mayo. I feel like we just need one more day.
I need another day.
How are you?
I need another day.
Did anybody other than my mother-in-law actually bet on Country House to win?
She did?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
She didn't put any money on it. But like, it was our own, like, little party that we had.
Okay, so she just said it out loud, so that's her bet?
Well, that was, yeah, I mean, we had, like little fun bets at our party.
Fun bets with no money?
That we went to. It was family, so it wasn't like, sure, you know, we were going to rob each other. But, yeah.
Well, you can put in the pot or something,
yeah,
right?
We didn't do it. But anyways, yeah, she was like, you know what? I like betting on an underdog.
An underdog.
And there you go. 65-1. Boom. So, yeah.
Planet Earth is upset, though.
Well, yeah. And so I will have, we'll have Facebook comments from the Derby winner, which were kind of hard to sift through because, I mean, it was a lot of one thing. It was just a lot of, well, Maximum Security was the winner. Blah. I mean, that was
exactly
it. So, you know,
fast horse cross finish line.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, no malicious intent, whatever.
Yeah. That was the, the Facebook army. That's what they said.
Yes, but then there regardless. Are people that are like, well, these are the rules and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the most important thing is that no horses went down.
Yes.
Nobody was injured. No
right.
horses had to be put down.
That's
because,
great.
It looked like that could have very well happened. Kind of in that melee right in that moment there. So that was...
Which honestly, in like every race, always amazed
if
that doesn't happen.
But yeah, so we'll have some Derby winner Facebook comments coming up a little bit later on the show here on 99.7 DJX. We'll kick it back into action with Can't Beat Kelly. So that's exciting, right?
No, it's not exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It gives me the sweats.
And then,
I hate having to think that hard that early.
I understand. The internet is now confused on a pair of Vans shoes, so we'll dive into that, which I will say that when my daughter looked at it, when I looked at it, we had very different opinion of the color of this shoe.
Different reactions? Yeah. Really? There's really only one answer.
There isn't.
There's really one answer.
I will say that
there's one answer.
I've now seen both sides.
No, you can't.
I have physically now
you
seen
cannot.
Both sides.
Your eyeballs are not capable.
I saw it
Your
on my phone as one way, and I saw it on the computer as another way.
Stop talking.
Anyways, Florida's making the show. We have a big announcement about 8:15. So, yeah, a lot of stuff to get to. Almost too much. We almost have too much to get to on the Monday after Derby.
I'm already overwhelmed.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We need, like, an extra day.
Can I ask a question? Are you wearing a Forrest Gump runner hat?
It's not bubblegum shrimp.
No, you look
bubblegum
straight
shrimp.
Up like if you had a tank top on, you would be like just running
Kelly,
for no particular reason.
Kelly,
like
I already said on Twitter that I vowed today that I was not going to take a shower. So this is me getting up and putting clothes on, not showering.
Like, we're going to have to maybe like take a
I showered yesterday.
Okay, that's enough effort.
And yesterday afternoon.
You showered for the Lord.
So I was like, you know what? I'm good. I didn't exert any more energy.
It's not, I'm not really even commenting on the shower part. It's the outfit. Like from the neck up, you look like the scene where Forrest is just running for no particular reason.
Okay.
He just keeps running and he keeps running. If you had I think he had red shorts and yellow tank top. If you had that on, you'd be like straight up twins. I
must have had about 15 Dr. Peppers.
All that. It was just red egg.
No
particular reason.
Florida's making the show before 6 o'clock. So that is your State of the Bar story on the way here on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, guys. So good to be us, baby. Got it going on, Spen and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. State of the Bar, small examples of what not to do. To Florida we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting, well, getting it on outside on a sidewalk, outside a police station, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, God. Nobody needs to see that.
Yeah, Gary and Crystal, they just...
Oh, Gary!
They were in the heat of the moment.
Crystal!
They were found getting it on in the sidewalk in front of a police station. Gosh. Officer actually walked outside, tapped him on the shoulder.
Hey, guys.
They didn't stop. Gary said...
They didn't?
Gary,
why would you?
Well, Gary told the officer, well... I'm horny. She was giving it up to me right then and there. Okay.
I mean, the police officer's like, I don't care, Gary.
Yeah. I don't care,
I
Gary.
Don't care,
I don't care. I don't care if this was your moment.
You're going to need to find a room.
Right. Right.
Because the sidewalk doesn't need that, Gary.
Gary was arrested and charged with indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Now, his girlfriend, Crystal.
Sounds like a lovely lady.
She was pretty drunk at the time.
Oh, was she?
But she will likely also be arrested after she gets out of the hospital.
Drunk and amorous. Why is she in the hospital?
Well, because they took her there because she was really drunk.
Really, really,
yeah.
Really drunk.
So, yeah. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, getting it on outside on a sidewalk, outside a police station, you're doing okay.
That's not Gary's best judgment call.
There were a lot of missed judgment calls in that whole story.
Sounds like Crystal made a couple of drinks too much of a judgment call.
There you go. Florida making the show there and setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always stream the show, thebenandkellyshow.com, or just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast, you can get live radio, you can get all that right there. It is 6:10. Good morning, Kelly.
Good
morning, Kat. Monday,
morning.
May 6th on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Can I introduce you to Lois Wooten?
I think you should. She sounds fun.
Yeah. She turned 105 on Sunday. And
wow.
Yeah. So she's still kind of sassy, and she's out of Iowa there and still sends homemade birthday cards. Still loves to text on her iPhone.
She's texting on her iPhone at 105?
She learned to drive on a Model T.
Wow.
Which for you guys, Model T is like one of the very first cars mass produced.
Oh, thank you for explaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
what's
so
a Model T?
She was actually honored by the House of Representatives ahead of her 105th birthday. And she says that... her longevity?
Yeah, what's the secret to her? What's the secret sauce?
Secret sauce? Kentucky Fried Chicken and Twinkies. She says, I don't like to cook much. I eat a lot of frozen dinners, but who cares? All right. There you go.
Lois for the win.
Lois Wooten.
You know what? I'm going to start the Lois diet. See how that works out.
Kentucky Fried Chicken and Twinkie?
Yes. And frozen dinners, because
who
cares?
I was going to say, I feel like... Kelly.
Well, through my 20s, I was kind of rocking that a little.
I was going to say, she's like your spirit animal.
Yeah, that's kind of, I feel like that's me.
All right.
And I'm almost there, so.
So, yeah, 105 and going strong there. Says her diet consisted mostly of KFC and Twinkies.
That is amazing.
You do what you got to do, Lois.
You do you, Lois. She's doing well.
What I always say.
Who is she texting? That's who I want to know. I want to get on her
boyfriend's
contact
I always
list.
Say that. These people who get to be these milestone birthdays, like, I feel like they just make stuff up. Like, hey, what's the secret to your longevity? They're like, well, a fifth of beam and then, you know.
They always have interesting, sassy answers.
I mean, it's like, okay, right, all right, well, then I'm going to do that.
Listen, they know, you know what? They're giving us what we want.
Sure.
They know that we want an interesting answer, and we're getting it.
I eat an entire pizza every single day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Drink a six-pack of old Budweiser.
I love Lois.
Anyways, there you go. Lois Wooten. 105. That's your feel good.
You know what? The Colonel needs to gift her with KFC for life.
Oh, I wonder how much
Yeah, we didn't have to point that out. So there you go. Whoa. That's your feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 DJX. Khalid, better.
Good morning.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Still rocking that post-derby hangover here. I feel like we said it at the top of the show, but we all kind of just need one more day. And I was actually happy on Saturday. I was like, wow, okay, this is, could you imagine if the Derby was actually raced on Sunday and then you had to go the very next day? That would not be good. I mean, no. The Sunday was a nice buffer, but still it's Cinco de Mayo. So still you're like, all right, well, might as well have a couple margaritas.
And to be fair, you said one more day. I'm going to need a couple weeks.
Yeah, right?
Can I be honest, please?
WDJX.com. Of course, Mother's Day is on the way, and we have the Mom and Me photo contest up. You can vote on it. The winner will get an Ultimate Tranquility Package from Tranquility Salon and Spa. $50 to spend at Graders. $100 to spend at Closed Mentor. So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
There you go, right there, WDJX.com. So if you don't have anything to get your mom, maybe that is, well, hopefully you've already entered.
That sounds nice.
Because then you can vote and vote as many times as you want. WDJX.com. So that's exciting. Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Tranquility Spa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Kelly. Sorry you got to be here.
Enter, Kelly.
Sorry you got to be here.
Job gets in the way of my winning.
Juice World, it's 99.7 JX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, thank you for all the photos that you guys have posted and commented on Facebook at 99.7 DJX, at Ben and Kelly Show, of your experience at the track.
Or not.
Because we were just
said, what are you doing, Derby Day?
Yeah, what are you doing? Right, for sure.
There's a lot of cute kids, too. A lot of cute kids.
Yeah, whether you went to the track, whether you didn't. Obviously, a lot of people looked like they were having fun there. And it always seems to that the past few years, the Sunday that immediately follows Derby is
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Just
right.
Beautiful.
And it's like, for goodness sakes, why couldn't we get a little bit of this on Derby Day?
Why?
Did anybody see Adam Sandler hosting Saturday Night Live for the very first time since he got fired like 20-some years ago?
Nope.
So I didn't actually watch it either, but
I didn't know he got fired, honestly.
I was talking to one of my friends about it yesterday. He was like, you know what? It was probably one of the best Saturday Night Lives I've seen in a long time. He said they didn't get political. Adam Sandler was very funny.
Really?
And he did a tribute to Chris Farley.
Oh, gosh.
And it was just, and it was
that was the heyday. That was when I loved SNLs, when they had Chris Farley and the whole crew on there.
And it was something that he did when he was in Louisville at the Palace, too.
Sweeter than honey.
I'll play a little bit of it for you.
Plaid jacket and belt too tight, and he wasn't even being funny.
So yeah, they're flashing like photos of he and Chris Farley.
And slow dance with a cleaning lady. He was a one-man party
at Saturday Night Live.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about my friend Chris Farley. On Saturday night, my man would always deliver. Whether he was the bumblebee girl or living in a van down by the river.
Yeah. So you can see the entire thing. We got it posted for you at WDJX.com. But yeah, it was a pretty cool tribute. Nice to see Adam Sandler kind of back doing his thing. He hadn't been back for 25, 26 years.
I had no idea that he kind of left with some bad blood going on there.
Yep. So there you go. Yeah, if you want to see the entire thing, you can. WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, Kelly has many, many talents.
Thanks, I feel like it's a setup to a joke, though.
Many, many talents.
I don't. What? Where are you going with this? What?
We are going to do the Wheel of Accents with Kelly K.
Why?
Because the sexiest accents has been released, and we'll see.
I have one. Where
Kelly falls on this whole thing.
I wouldn't call it sexy. I wouldn't even call it good.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always get us on the podcast, WDJX.com. You can listen back on some of the live from Churchill Downs shows that were last week. You can hear the ever-popular horse or hooker game, which several people texted us that they drove off the road. It was so funny.
So
you can listen back to some of those. You can hear Kelly take on the Wave 3 team with Can't Beat Kelly, which in 1 hour we'll do with you.
That was really tough. But people did enjoy my shenanigans behind the scenes because you could see it go down.
Yeah, you can actually see it all go down, right, for sure. Kelly did actually get kicked out of the room.
I did.
And you can see that she was not necessarily in a soundproof booth, but she was shut off from the rest of us.
And so I was entertaining myself.
So there you go.
I'm pretending like I was walking downstairs.
Yes.
See out the window.
Coming up next, the sexiest accents in the world have been released.
Oh, gosh.
And so Kelly has a talent.
I don't, actually.
She has a talent she like no other.
We don't call
she
it
has a
talent.
Talent of accents. And and she...
Why are you saying accents?
She will help run the list.
This is not going to be good. This is going to be an absolute...
One or two you
it's going to be beautiful. No, it's going to be beautiful.
They're not even good.
No.
Does an office lady accent count?
No, it'll be beautiful. Oh, so yeah, that's on the way after NF 99.7 DJX.
I'm sorry that I let you down.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The sexiest accents have been released. And I will say that as far as an American accent, the Southern accent came in just barely in the top 10. Came in at number 9. So the highest of all American dialects came in the 9th spot, and that's the Southern drawl.
Hi, y'all. Would you like some biscuits?
Yeah, there
Something
you go.
Something like that.
See,
is that sexy?
And Kelly is an accent aficionado.
Is that what we're saying?
Absolutely.
You
are the one who rolls into accent more than anyone else on the show.
I roll into one, and it's not good.
And unfortunate for Kelly, but the British accent did not make the top 10.
Are you kidding me?
No, it did not.
That's my one.
That's the only one you got.
That's all I got.
Rolling in at number 8 is the Spanish accent. Spanish.
Can you do that?
Mi amor.
Okay.
Hola, mi amor.
Hola, mi amor.
Oh, you know Spanish.
All right.
I'm trying to put on my best Antonio Banderas. That's my reference point.
Number 7 is your Hola. French accent.
Oui, oui. Oui, oui. Oui, oui. I don't know how to say anything else.
These are the sexiest accents.
Would you like some pommes frites?
Now defined.
That's French fries. In case you didn't say.
Thank you.
The number 6 most sexiest accent is the Scottish accent.
Oh, God. Ben, you're Scottish.
I feel like you need to be lead on this. You're like Irish, Scottish, something like that, right? You have red hair.
You're right. I have red hair.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Yeah, there you go. That's better. That's it. That's
number 5 is your Australian accent.
Oh, good eye, mate. Get some shrimp on the barbie.
That's a little bit British, but all right.
Foster's Australian for beer.
Crikey. Number 4 sexiest accent is the Italian accent.
Well, I went to Italy for a couple of weeks. I got to try to remember.
Why you got to break in your mama's heart? You looking so skinny.
That's more of like New York Italian, maybe.
Italians would be hating us right now.
But yes.
Number 3, most sexy accent.
Wait. I didn't get to do my Italian. Buongiorno.
Isn't bonjour
See,
French?
Kelly is very...
I think that's Italian.
Very good.
That is not French.
Number 3, Irish. Great Scott!
I was going to say, I always get
that. It's the same as the Scottish.
I get them confused. I don't know what the difference is.
All right, so the top 2 sexiest accents.
Oh, God, we're bad at this. That's why people hate America.
Number 2,
yes.
The South African accent.
South African?
What?
Oh, God. Wakanda!
Wakanda.
Don't they speak English there? I don't know. I didn't even see Black Panther. That's all I got.
And the number one.
Yeah.
The accent that has been named the sexiest in the world.
What is it?
The New Zealand accent.
New Zealand? I don't even know how they...
That's Australia.
Irish and Scottish. It's all of them. They sound the same.
Again, we turn to Kelly because she is the accent aficionado on the show.
Come
on, Kelly.
Listen, how do New Zealand... Can you look it up on
New
YouTube?
Zoolanders?
New Zealanders?
Zoolanders?
New Zoolanders. How do Zoolanders talk?
Blue steel. Crikey! Blue steel!
Right, God, so we're bad at this game. I'm intrigued, though.
Just try.
To look up. I don't know what a New Zealander talks like.
Crikey!
Not that one.
I'm the crocodile hunter.
Yes, no.
So I would say
it's British. Why isn't British up there? That is the sexiest accent ever.
I'm sure.
That's really the only one that I know how to speak more than two words using... And again, it's not good.
So there you go. That's the sexiest accent.
But I want to be British.
She's wanted.
I want to be a princess.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
I want to have tea and crumpets.
Coming up on the show.
Beep, beep. Cheerio.
Thanks. We're all divided over the color of a shoe. All right?
Oh,
everyone's divided over the color of a shoe.
There's one answer.
I will say I've seen them both now.
You're insane.
Nope, not. And I thought...
That's impossible.
I thought my daughter was insane when she said the other one. And I was like, you're crazy.
Do we need this kind of infighting?
All right. So that's coming up here. We're going to post it real quick at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. So you can take a look at it real quick.
Can we just acknowledge how magical that last break was? It was downright magical.
It was magical.
It was a magical train wreck.
It was a taste of all the different continents.
It was.
And places in the world.
It was an international buffet.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX. We're streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Message from Tony says, Kelly is so cultured, LOL. Hashtag wannabe British. The queen would be proud.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, we did learn that she does have maybe just one wheelhouse accent, and that is...
Give me two. I got Southern/redneck.
Okay.
Come on over for some biscuits, y'all.
Okay, we'll give you...
Thank you.
We'll give you two.
I have two.
All right.
I have two.
Southern.
Two gold stars for you.
Thank you.
Southern and British.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's what Kelly has.
Maybe Australian. Good day, mate.
That's British.
Have some shrimp on the barbie.
That's still shrimp. That's British.
There's a little bit of difference.
Is that what you hear? You hear a little difference in your headphones?
Absolutely. Come over for shrimp and the barbie.
I mean, you're saying different
Good
words.
Day, mate.
Yes.
You're saying different words, but the
Crikey.
Accent is still the same.
No, it's not. It's,
you're saying the words that... Okay, never mind.
Whatever.
Sorry, never mind.
It can't harsh my talent.
Who knew a pair of Vans would divide us so much? We'll explain after Halsey, DJX. DJX. Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. So someone sent us a photo of these pair of Vans sneakers, right? Just asked, what color do you see? So it's like one of those things again. Is it the dress all over again?
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of been floating out on the internet, but then when I saw it and I showed it to my daughter, my daughter said, oh, that's pink and white. And I was like, are you kidding me? It's gray and green.
It is gray and green.
I said gray and green.
It's like
and
a turquoise, like green.
And yes. She goes, are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
And she was all like, it's pink and white. And I'm like, it's gray and green, pink and white.
She's triggered.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, she was triggered. But fast forward to this morning. I pull up the same photo to put it in our show prep. And I see pink and white.
No, you don't. How in the world?
Right there.
I'm looking at it right now that it's clearly gray and like turquoise.
I cannot see pink.
It's pink.
It is not pink.
White.
No, it is not. There is absolutely no pink in there.
So now what they're saying is this is all depending on your right and left brain.
Or smart or not smart. I'm just saying that.
If your left brain... tend to be more analytical and methodical.
Yeah, smart.
Right brain tend to be more creative or artistic. And so they're saying if your right brain dominant, you're going to see pink and white. if you're left brain dominant, you're going to see gray and green. I don't know, because I've seen literally both. I've seen literally both. So I was thinking, okay, maybe it's a difference of me seeing it on my cell phone because I saw it on my smartphone.
Versus the desktop?
But versus seeing it on like a computer screen.
I see it the same way on both screens.
Really?
Do you see what Glenda texted us? She said, look at the hand in the picture of the color has been altered because the person's hand is gray. And that's true. Like, I feel like
it does look a little grayish.
But it's like, this is not a clear photo.
A little bit more
so now we're
purple.
All getting triggered.
Yeah, we're all getting... No, yeah, the internet again.
Yeah, the internet.
Darn you, internet!
We don't need to fight about this.
Yeah, so take a look at the photo yourself. See what you see.
We've already fought about dresses. We fought about which way the stairs are going up or down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is the cat walking upstairs or downstairs?
Exactly. We don't need to fight about all this now. We don't need it.
Yeah, so pink or white or gray and green?
The answer is gray and green. Let's move on.
Listen, I've seen them both.
No, you can't.
I've seen them both.
That's
why
impossible.
Do we put this out there? Just to break up families?
I don't know.
Shows?
Yeah,
this is, relationships?
I know.
This is really too much.
Need to make sure that you have a strong relationship before you take a look at this, because this could literally wreck a marriage.
It's too much.
All right, so there you go. Take a look at it. We posted it at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook and Twitter. Wow. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Coming up here this hour, an opportunity for you to pick up $2,000 of Genesis Diamonds. Can't be Kelly on the way. In about 1 hour from right now, right around 8:15, announcement about our next huge flyaway experience for you. Okay? So that's coming up here in just about an hour. On 99.7
DJX. Am I going to have to dig into my talents for
I
the
think
announcement?
You are. Absolutely.
I think I have to dig into my talents. 100%. Okay.
Yeah, we've discovered Kelly has many talents. On that list are accents.
We say that in quotes.
Nah.
Talents and accents.
Nah.
In quotes.
They're all very good. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So, Elizabeth Millich, she is a teacher in Arizona. She just kind of, you know, complained on Facebook, which, you know, Facebook seems to be a great forum for that.
I think it was completely created for that. What's
I know,
it
I'm going to say, people like just, you know, complain about something.
A free bit. Therapy so on Facebook.
She was just complaining a little bit about her teacher's salary and the fact that she is a teacher there with the Arizona, I guess, public school district. But she was saying, hey, you know, I've got my husband's income where I can... you know, do things like buy lunch for kids that don't have lunch. Even if I can't buy a set of 20 paints on my school salary, because a lot of times teachers are charged with, you know, supplying their classrooms with the stuff that they need.
Exactly.
So the post kind of just caught the attention of the community. And now she's receiving several packages of school supplies sent to her almost every day. And now she then commented and posted, and like, this is an amazing blessing. You know, thank you so much to all these people. You know, it just started off as her just kind of venting. And now people are like, all right, well, you know, let's...
Here you go. We're going to help out.
Help you out a little bit. So, and I know that, you know, she is just one example of all the extra attention that all teachers do for their classes. So,
absolutely.
Appreciate that. And... A little feel good there, where the community saw it.
They saw a need.
Stepped up and
they got
like,
together.
They're like, hey, here you go. Some school supplies for you.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, a little feel good there for you. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. Tell you, this guy living his best life right now. Little Nas X. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Billy Ray.
Billy Ray's the one living his best life.
Well, they
I
both
like.
Are. They both are.
Okay.
Old Town Road. It's 99.7 DJX. Yeah. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I will say, our new merch t-shirts that we have, let's say we got our horses in the back and we got a picture of a horse on the front with a little branding of DJX.
I saw it for the first time on an older gentleman.
I was shook. They were such a hit at the Jack Harlow concert for the Kentucky Derby Festival.
Uh-huh.
And then my daughters even saw it and they're like, oh my gosh.
Sure.
So,
well, I saw the dude working at Churchill Downs. I'm like, that guy's not necessarily one of our powerhouse listeners, I was thinking.
Kelly, we said a couple weeks ago, you know, we get report cards on the show.
Yeah.
And we get report cards monthly. And
our audience has expanded exponentially into different age groups.
I'm not sure if it was a mistake. It has to be.
It has to be.
But between the ages of 35 and 64, that is a demographic that we are number one. So I don't know whether to be proud of that and hang my hat on that.
Yeah. Number one with your sister and your grandma.
And your grandma. Yeah. So, I mean, we have the youth, obviously,
sure.
You know, because that's kind of what we're gearing it towards. But,
yeah.
But you know.
Grandma and grandpa like it too.
Hey, thumbs up.
And we welcome them with open arms.
Yes.
Fuzzy beards.
Yeah. You don't discriminate.
Fuzzy beards.
Why fuzzy beards?
Okay.
That one.
So there you go.
There's one right there.
All right. Avengers breaking more records. And that the director has thrown something down, and we'll explain coming up here next. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Avengers Endgame breaking more records, continued its global dominance at the box office. Now,
do you have FOMO yet?
I don't. It is the fastest to 2 billion.
Yeah.
There are only like 5 movies that have crested the $2 billion mark.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic being one of them, but Titanic, it took several years.
Well, it took 47 days for it to cross that threshold. 47 days. Endgame did it in 11 days.
No, you're talking about Avatar.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Avatar. You're right.
Titanic took several years to get over 2 billion. Avatar...
47 days.
It was 47 days. Yep. Avengers Endgame did it in 11 days.
Yep. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, $2.2 billion. Now one of 5 movies ever to reach that threshold. So that's pretty crazy. Now, here's the thing. The director, you know, remember beforehand, everybody was like, don't spoil Avengers Endgame. Don't spoil Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
Don't spoil Avengers Endgame.
They went to great lengths as far as like not even giving the actors the entire scripts.
Yep. Now the director, Joe Russo.
I think people have been, you know, really treating this with a lot of integrity. We're really happy. I think we've just asked everybody to hold spoilers until this Monday. After this Monday, it's fair game because everybody's had 2 weekends to see it, and I think people want to start talking about the movie.
Wow. So he's saying...
So now he's like, okay, it's fine.
As of now... The director himself
Spoil away.
You can start spoiling Avengers Endgame. And here's
I'm starting to get a tick. There's many things I want to say.
Why would he say that?
Here's what I would say to that. I would say, let's have courtesy until it comes out of the theater. Like the first run movie theaters.
Okay. So I hear what you're saying, director, and I'm going to ignore it.
But
still maybe a few people that haven't gotten to the theater yet.
Yeah, because what if Kentucky Derby, like people in Louisville are like, hey, our weekends have been shot. We've been doing all sorts of stuff.
We've been doing
from
things.
From drinking and gambling and all sorts of fun things. Yeah, we've been involved in some horses here.
Okay.
So how are we going to go see it? So I would say that if the movie is still in first run movie theaters, maybe you'd put a pause on the
public speaking about
just
it.
Dropping some spoilers. Because right now, I'm still living in the Game of Thrones FOMO and a little bit of the Avengers Endgame FOMO.
What do you mean a little bit? A lot of bit. It's a global sensation.
I know it is, Kelly, but
Planet Earth cares about this movie.
I don't care about the movie because I haven't seen any of the Marvel movies, albeit but 3, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and Mallrats.
Those don't count at all.
Those are the three Marvel movies that I'm going to talk about.
Not at all.
So there you go. Avengers Endgame breaking records, and according to the director, you can now spoil away. So enjoy.
Don't say it on the radio. Now we're publicly telling everyone.
I'm the only one on the show that could.
Yeah, and
the rest of you yahoos don't know anything about it.
We'll
pretend we do.
And the fun thing is, you could probably drop a spoiler on me right now.
It wouldn't have
any effect.
Yes. And that makes me angry in my bones.
Yeah, for
to
sure.
To not be able to discuss because I'm still wrecked.
All right.
Coming up
on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it is a Monday tradition where we pit you against our pop culture queen, a.k.a. Kelly K.
Okay.
It is a battle of knowledge. It is called Can't Beat Kelly. 5 pop culture questions. $2,000 up to Genesis Diamonds if you can unseat her. She has been tied so far 3 times this year.
And it is Mother's Day this weekend.
That would be a great gift for mom.
$2,000
All we're
going to
say is you
Diamonds?
Better bring your A game. because
you do have to earn it.
I was going
to
say, you got to bring your A game if you want to unseat Kelly K.
You can't get one or two right.
She has not lost yet in 2019.
Yeah, and expect to go skipping happily into Genesis Diamonds with $2,000 to spend.
All right, so that is on the way. Give us about 10 minutes on 99.70. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 7:33 on Monday, and this is when we always offer up a little incentive for you if you can take down our pop culture queen, a.k.a. Kelly K. It's a battle of pop culture knowledge. It's called Can't Beat Kelly. Five pop culture questions. We'll kick Kelly out of the room, ask you those questions. Bring her back in, ask her the same five questions.
You call
right?
me a queen, but I don't have a crown.
No, you don't.
So it is doable. And this week is Mother's Day. So who knows how smart I'm going
to
be.
So here's the thing. When Kelly says, I wanted you to win, know that she is 100% not being truthful.
That's not true. That's not true. Yeah, you say that as if I have no heart.
All right. 502-571-9970. If you want to take on Kelly K, $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds up for grabs. If you can unseat her, okay? Remember, ties go to the house. We will play after Maroon 5. 99.7
DJX. It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, here we go. Let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. Everybody say hey to Ashley, calling us from LaGrange.
Hey, Ashley.
What's up?
Okay, so Ashley, now we always ask everybody, hey, how do you normally do when you play by yourself? And you didn't want to give us an answer.
No, I said no comment.
Why is that?
I think she's trying to psych me out.
Why is
because
that?
Because everyone who says they do really well end up doing two.
Jinx yourself. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. All right.
I got that.
Yeah. If Ashley comes on like, I normally get 4 or 5 correct, and then, you know, you end up getting 1, then it's like, oh, okay, Ashley.
I will tell you this, Ashley. I asked Ben, I'm like, how do you think I'm going to do on this one? And he says he thinks I'll get 4.
Yeah,
I see if he's right.
I feel like I'm triggered. I see her getting at least one wrong. At least one wrong. So, Ashley, you know the rules. 5 pop culture questions. We're getting ready to kick Kelly out of the room. And if you guys tie, it goes to the house. If you guys both get 5 right, it goes to tiebreaker round.
It gets sweaty.
Let's say goodbye to Kelly K.
Okay, bye, Kelly K.
Sweaty pits.
Sweaty pits. All right, Ashley, Kelly's out of the room. Here we go. Question number 1 for you. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner got hitched just hours after the Billboard Music Awards in Las Vegas last week. What show did Sophie make her debut and fame on?
Game of Thrones.
The movie, or this movie, based on Stephanie Meyer's hit book series, is getting a film concert tour. What is it?
Twilight.
Singer Billie Eilish is known as a huge fan of The Office. She even used a clip from the show in her song, My Strange Addiction. So Billboard magazine sent Rainn Wilson to her house to quiz her on some show-related trivia. What character did Rainn Wilson play on the show?
White K. Shrewd.
Peter Mayhew, known for playing this iconic character in movies, passed away last week at 74. What was it?
What was the name again? I'm sorry.
Peter Mayhew.
Oh, never mind. Chewbacca.
Post Malone getting into new business venture with his very own brand launching in July, dubbed Shaboink. What area is this new business specializing in?
That one's hard. I don't know.
You need an answer.
Face tattoos.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
How'd she do?
All right.
How'd she do?
Ashley, you did pretty well.
I feel like it didn't take her long.
No, Ashley got 4 right.
She spewed out the answers so fast.
Do you still have sweaty pits, Ashley?
Very, I'm shaking.
Okay, all right.
I got sweaty pits, too.
All right, so if Kelly trips up twice, that means you win. Okay, Ashley, here we go. Questions for Kelly. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner got hitched just hours after the Billboard Music Awards in Las Vegas last week. What show did Sophie make her debut and fame on?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is correct. She's Sansa Stark.
Good job, Kelly.
Okay.
Question two.
I'd say that not ever seeing Game of Thrones. I just know about Joe Jonas.
Me neither.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. Question two. This movie, based on Stephenie Meyer's hit book series, is getting a film concert tour. What is it?
Twilight?
Is correct.
Good.
Oh! That was a trick question. I was like, that was a long time ago, though. Did she write new books? I don't know. I don't read.
All right. We're not smart.
Question three. Singer Billie Eilish is a known huge fan of The Office. She even used a clip from the show in her song My Strange Addiction. So Billboard magazine sent Rainn Wilson to her house to quiz her on some show-related trivia. What character did Rainn Wilson play on the show?
I hate you. I don't watch The Office. I know who he is.
Need an answer.
I don't know.
Ben, you love this show.
Ned. I don't know.
Ned is not correct.
Okay, I don't even think there is a Ned.
Dwight
is
K. Schrute is correct. Yep, Dwight Schrute.
Oh, God, I did
all
know
right,
that.
All right, Ashley, she messes up one more time.
Oh, my God.
And it's yours.
Oh, my God.
No pressure, Kelly. All right, here we go. Question four. Peter Mayhew, known for playing this iconic character in movies, passed away last week at 74. What was it?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca is correct.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew she knew that one.
Last question.
I love Star Wars. I'm sorry. I do watch Star Wars.
This is the sweatiest question.
Oh, God.
Ashley, this is the sweatiest question, is it not?
It is.
Okay. Question five, Post Malone.
I gotta be honest, I thought we were done.
I thought we were done. Your face made me think we were done.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Question five, Post Malone is getting into a new business venture with his very own brand, launching in July, dubbed Shaboink. What area is this new business specializing in?
Weed. Cannabis, weed.
Yeah, I should have known.
That is correct.
Oh!
Wow!
Surprised me by the hair of my chin.
All right, Ashley.
Oh, Lord.
You got four right. Kelly got four right. So, according to the rules,
I'm sweaty.
House wins.
Ah, damn.
Wow. You took her to the brink there, Ashley. Good job.
No, I wanted her to win.
You did not.
My knowledge gets in the way sometimes.
You're a liar.
That's right.
You're a liar.
Ashley said it. Oh, well, Ashley, you you fought a good fight. You fought a good fight. She called you a darn liar.
I got the last one right.
Oh.
I know. He knew she was out.
Was it the office question?
No,
you know I was get wrong?
It was the pot question.
Really?
I was thinking you were going to get that wrong.
Oh.
I was kind of sweating rolling into that fifth question,
No.
Ashley.
Dwight. No, I'm an
office
fan.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
you
Ashley, there's one more thing we need for you to do.
Oh, gosh.
All right. My name is Ashley. I can't beat Kelly, but I gave her pit sweats.
Sweat. She gave me pit sweats. Right. Yes, she did.
Pit sweat is a valid.
It's a real thing.
It's a valid.
Well, now, do we know,
there.
Ashley, how many?
All right, there you go.
Right?
I felt like she did well. Yeah. I felt like she did well before. And
I did
she...
a lot better than the last time.
Okay.
There you go. Well, yeah, Ashley, hang your head high. You did well, and thank you so much for playing.
Be nice, Twitter. Thanks.
Okay. Be nice, Twitter.
She knows. She knows Twitter can be mean.
All right, there you go. Can't beat Kelly.
Wow, that was a good one.
Woo! On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. You can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can get live radio, all that. Or streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. You know, it almost seems like a daily occurrence that the state of Florida makes the show. Because just weird, random things happen in that state. And we like to highlight. So congrats, Florida. You're making the show, courtesy of Eric Warden. And yes, as I kind of hinted, we already have a sticker to go with this story.
Which one is it?
Arrested after he stuffed a 7-pound roast down his pants at a grocery store in Florida.
You're referring to the crotch steak stickers.
Yes, the original crotch steak sticker.
That was the gateway sticker to our line of custom stickers.
Here's the thing. Eric tried to leave the store. An employee stopped him after it was marinating in his pants for about...
Oh, God. Why'd you say marinate? After it was
marinating in his pants for several minutes, he told the employee, all right, you got me.
Oh, wow.
Pulled the roast out and tried to run. Police found him near the grocery store a short time later and arrested him. He's been charged with misdemeanor theft.
He was just trying to have a great meal.
Listen.
On the grill or in the oven, I don't know. Whatever.
Eric saw that 40-pound or 7-pound roast.
Well, I was going to say, that is...
It's that 7-pound roast and was like, you know what? I need that. I don't have the funds right now to get it. I will slap an IOU on this table.
That looks delicious.
I'm going to shove it in my pants.
Oh, God.
I'm going to try to get out of there. But yeah, again, we always then bring up the because... what ended up happening to the roast is they had to discard it.
Well,
so,
yeah, you don't... Oh.
Because they probably don't have...
They didn't have the crotch steak discount stickers.
Because we say in these sort of times and with these stories that, do you take this 7-pound roast that has been marinating in his pants for several minutes...
Oh, God.
Slap a discount crotch steak sticker on it sell it at a discount.
I'd buy it.
Because you'd burn the crotch right off of it when you cook it.
Absolutely. Exactly. You cook the crotch right off. So you're wasting really good meat. Don't waste the meat.
Listen, I think we just need to send our crotch steak stickers to every single grocery store in the state of Florida.
Maybe.
That may have to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this
again.
This little manager special.
Yeah. Like,
you know what? Rescue the meat.
Save
the meat.
Let's save the meat. You know what? Hey, good. Guess what, family? We've got a great pot roast.
Yeah, we do.
I was able to get it at a discount today.
Yay. Win.
So congrats, Florida. You're making the show.
Oh, gosh.
Courtesy of Eric.
Hey, Eric.
And his Florida crotch roast.
That is not what we do.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh, wow.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, details on your next destination trip that we're going to send you on. All right? That is on the way.
I'm going to have to get one of my talents ready.
Kelly's going to have to get a talent ready.
I'm going to get a talent ready.
And before 9 o'clock, we will dive into the Derby winner Facebook comments, because that has to happen.
Sure.
All on the way on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. With Mother's Day on Sunday, you still have an opportunity to vote on Mom and Me, Tranquility Salon and Spa, Graders, and more there for your mom. WDGX.com. Click win. All right. Feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com.
We love to get updates on kids that we have met through Radiothon.
Yes.
Every year. It's the thing we do with Norton Children's Hospital. And we actually came to know this family right in the middle of it because they were... very new into their journey at Norton Children's Hospital. I'm talking about Grant Oller. So Grant was a high schooler. Mm-hmm. He's a junior in Daviess County. And he just kind of started not feeling great. Ended up at Norton Children's Hospital on the ECMO machine, which is a super serious, like, things are not going well. It's a life support machine.
Right.
And right in the middle of when we were telling his story, they had no idea how it was going to turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really had no clue if he was going to get out of there, if he was going to overcome this. And he did. In fact, on Friday night, he was a baseball player. So he got to go back to the district rivalry game between his Daviess County and Apollo High Schools. This is a big rivalry game. And he's not playing this season because mm-hmm. he's still recovering.
Sure.
He had to go into rehab. They are 8 months past kind of when this whole thing started. So he's still on the road to getting back to being his normal, healthy self. But they invited him to come out and throw the first pitch.
Aww.
Which was kind of amazing, like kind of uniting both teams.
Sure.
Because everyone is kind of known. His story actually got like nationwide support and attention, and people from all over the country were praying for him. And it was just really cool to see him have that moment. And he is working now with a trainer just to try to get his strength back up. He had to relearn how to do everything from walk to, I mean, he was down for a couple of months, like 3 months or so in the hospital. So he's got to retrain his muscles and how to relearn how to do everything.
Wow.
So he's hoping by next season he will be healthy enough to get back there. But what a moment for his family.
Yeah.
This is seriously such a miracle that he's able to get back on that field again.
He is. There was no explanation for what ended up, why he ended up at Norton Children's with whatever was happening to his body. And there's really no explanation as to how he has now overcome it. But other than the sheer will determination from the doctors, the technology they have for them at Norton Children's Hospital. So it's really cool. We'll tweet out the story so you can see it and keep following that story. They are an amazing family and we were so blessed to get to know them.
Awesome. All right, feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Yeah, that is good. Ariana Grande now. Break up with your girlfriend on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Got the new Shawn Mendes, If I Can't Have You, here in just a sec. You know, he performed that on Saturday Night Live just this past Saturday, where Adam Sandler was the host for the first time in like 20-some years.
I had no idea there was some sort of like salacious backstory to how he left the show. He was fired and just has been so salty he hasn't been back in all these years.
And he has not been back since he was let go in the mid-90s.
Well, so. I gotta be honest, the mid-90s was when that show was really, really good, and I've been salty that they've just gone downhill in the years since. But you're saying that this show was actually good?
Yeah, that's what I haven't watched the entire thing. I've seen some clips from Adam Sandler, but a couple people that I was talking to, a buddy yesterday, was like, hey, you know what? It was a good show.
Okay.
It was funny. It was relatively politic-free, so that was good.
See, that's why I jumped off. It just got way too far into that territory for me to like it anymore.
But then Shawn Mendes, he performed this Saturday Night Live, so there you go.
I'm on board.
Coming up next, and huge announcement, where are you jetting off to next? After this. I can't write one song that's not and have you. 99.7 DJX, brand new Shawn Mendes, If I Can't Have You. It is the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
That's a tasty ear snack.
That is a tasty ear snack,
yeah.
Kelly K.
Delicious.
It for sure is. All right, so one of the biggest bands right now in pop music is on a world tour.
Which band are you talking about?
We would be remiss.
Which one?
If as a radio station, 99.7 DJX, we didn't at least offer you an opportunity to see this larger-than-life band.
Larger-than-life band?
Yes.
What band are you talking about there, Ben Davis? Which one? Which one? Which one is it?
I am talking about BTS.
I will say that song, also a tastier snack.
There you go. BTS going to be performing in London, England.
Is this where my international voice talents come into play?
It is, Kelly K, because on June 1st, they're going to be in London performing, and you could have an opportunity to have your butt in one of those seats.
We have your flights, hotel, and tickets taken care of. Now all you have to do is win. We're practically delivering it to you on a silver platter, just like the queen.
Yeah. That was very good. That was very good, Kelly. Yeah.
Did I deliver?
All right,
that's
so
really hoping.
BTS in London, your opportunity to get in to win starts next Monday.
And start practicing your British accent.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
And also your Korean.
Sure.
Because I don't understand half of what they're saying. And you want to sing along, right?
Well, Boy With Love.
Yes.
You understand right?
You know the part that Halsey sings. Right. That's about it.
So, there you go. BTS, one of the biggest bands right now. We've got an opportunity for you to fly away to London to see them in concert.
What's an amazing trip that would be. Flights, hotel, and tickets to the show.
Okay.
You'd be living like lifestyles of the rich and famous, would
sure,
you not?
Sure.
You would.
So, yeah, get into win beginning next Monday.
All right. How red is my face right now?
It's
good. Strained a little.
It's good. You did good.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. After a historic run for the roses. And I say that because it is unprecedented. Nothing like this has ever happened.
We'll say historic. I say nay-nay, controversial.
Nay-nay.
Nay-nay.
That's funny. So, yeah, we dive into the Facebook comment section.
People had opinions.
Just to see what the opinions of the Derby winner was.
There were opinions.
So yeah, Derby winner Facebook comments coming up. 97 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know what? I just figured out.
Just now?
I was like,
why are you doing your hands like that?
I feel like I'm missing something. And you know what it is?
What is it?
It's a drink. I feel like I'm missing a drink.
Wow.
Like
the first step is admitting it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the detox from Derby week is real.
No.
It
we
is
live
real.
A different life that week. We're out of the studio. People hand us drinks very early in the morning because they're teaching people how to make the cocktails at their own parties.
Sure.
I don't think they intend for us to start drinking that early, but that's what happens.
And I used that knowledge and made some delicious cocktails on Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's great.
Who else, show of hands, voted for Country Horse to win?
Voted.
I know, that's what my daughters kept saying. I want to vote for this
I'm
horse.
I'm casting my vote.
I want to vote for this horse.
Yeah.
Right.
No, nobody.
Right. My mother-in-law did.
Oh, did she?
My mother-in-law did.
Okay.
She did not, however, put any money down at 65-1 odds.
That is unfortunate.
The Kentucky Derby official winner there, because for the first time in the history of the Derby, the on-track violation changed the winner from maximum security to Country Horse. It's Country House.
Sorry. Yes. I've seen a lot of different stories as to, it looked like bettors who put their money on maximum security lost about like $9 million.
Yeah.
And then I've also seen, and they raised a really good point, is the stewards are watching the race too. Why didn't they immediately object and look at, why did they wait for the jockey to... you know, object. That was a very good
point. I have no idea. I'm just back eating popcorn. I have no idea even what what the... I mean, I'm just happy that no horses were injured.
Well, yeah, I'm happy about that every single race. That's always a danger.
Jockeys were injured and everything like that.
Because, all that.
Because it was kind of a cluster mess there coming out around that third, fourth turn.
It was obvious there was no intent to do that.
But regardless of how you feel and what happened...
Well, people had opinions.
There were some opinions on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so...
That's a safe place to let your opinions fly, right?
That's your free therapy zone.
Yes, absolutely. So all we do is we just take a look and just...
Screenshot.
Peel back the pages on our book known as Face.
Get snacks.
And when we get snacks and reread the comments of how people reacted on the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby. That is next. 99.7 EJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always stream the show, thebenandkellyshow.com, or get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast, you can get live radio, all that. Well, it was a lovely Saturday. First Saturday of May. Time-honored tradition here in the Bluegrass.
It was a historic ending to the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Yep. So what we decided to do was dive into the Facebook comments and just take a look at what everybody was saying. Now, I will say that the majority of people had one opinion, that Maximum Security was the winner of the Kentucky Derby.
They were Team Maximum Security, indeed.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, I will say that a lot of people pointed out also, wasn't the horse's fault. The horse is just wanting carrots and oats at the end.
Exactly. So, there's no malicious intent to screw anybody up.
Don't yell at the horse.
That's
horse didn't do anything.
Yes.
So with that, we dive into Derby winner Facebook comments. First up, Sarah K. Y'all really need to move on. What's done is done. Complaining on Facebook isn't changing anything. Well, Sarah, that's where we're starting.
Yeah.
So we know that isn't really going to help.
Yeah, no, Sarah, this makes people feel better. It's not going to change anything.
Sue M. He was not the fastest horse, therefore he did not win. Maximum Security was the fasties and won by a long shot.
Yeah, I think there's a missing T, but I get it.
Sure.
I get it.
John B. And just like that, the Kentucky Derby became the 12th race at Churchill Downs.
Ooh, okay. Pam T. I will not be watching any more Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont.
Oh, she's done with all three.
Nothing wrong with the race, and Maximum Security won that race.
Wow, okay. We've just lost Pam T.
Yeah, she's out.
Lindsay S., maybe you should put some rules, and the horses must have turn signals, hazard lights, and rearview mirrors for future years to come. Perhaps.
Wait a second.
Perhaps.
Ray is also with Pat, all caps, because she's serious.
We'll never take part in Derby again after that. Absolutely disgusting.
All right, so we've also lost Ray. Bye so bye, Ray and Pam are now gone.
Uh-oh.
So sorry. Yeah. Pat S., so a piece of wet dirt hits another horse on a sloppy track and all of a sudden you lose?
Uh-huh.
These horses are athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Not p-ball players. Derby should be ashamed.
Wait a second.
I've never played p-ball.
How do you play that?
I've never played p-ball. And finally, one last one. These are Derby winner Facebook comments from the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby from Danielle P. Saints versus Rams refs. Y'all just blew the biggest call in sports history. Kentucky Derby stewards, here, hold my mint julep. Wow.
Yeah.
And with that.
There's a lot of comparisons to that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And with that, there you go. The 145th Kentucky Derby Facebook comments.
Oh, and RIP bye, Pat and Ray. Oh, we'll miss you.
We will miss you. We will miss you.
We will miss you. We will miss you.
Your presence will be felt. Your lack of presence will be felt.
We will feel that void.
There you go. That's Facebook comments on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. According to Avengers Endgame director, now you can start spoiling the movie. So
he says it's fine.
He says two
Ooh.
Weekends.
Ooh.
I still feel like that's a little early, though.
Yeah, especially around here. We've been busy.
We've had a little thing.
We've been busy.
That's been happening the past month. But yeah, first or quickest movie to 2 billion in history. DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming The Ben and KellyShow.com. I feel like we need this for this next story, where we go to England.
Beep, beep, cheerio.
Where, just like, you know, in England, they have problems with potholes in local towns.
Oh, yes. Just they like, can do a number on your vehicle.
Just like we do here.
Yes.
You know, potholes, an issue, and sometimes it can be frustrating, especially if it looks like the city is taking their time in fixing the potholes.
They seem to be ignoring our problem.
So there was a resident in Teesside, England.
Teesside? Is that where they have a bunch of tea?
Who decided to take matters into his own hands.
What did he do?
Well, we'll just say the locals are praising the, quote, power of the willy.
What exactly do you mean, power of the willy?
Several potholes have been fixed since, well, wieners have been spray painted on to the ground.
Okay, great.
To highlight the problem.
So you're telling me they spray painted artwork
yes,
around artwork the potholes.
Around the potholes.
Questionable artwork that made the police maybe pay a little bit more attention.
Yep. Yep. And in fact, a resident posted on Facebook, the power of the willy repaired this morning. Only been there a year. Well done.
A year?
Yeah.
They've been sitting there for a year, and finally, you draw a little picture around it, and they're Johnny on the spot.
Draw some fun artwork on there.
Nice.
So, again, residents of Teesside have, I feel like, figured out the secret sauce to getting some potholes filled there.
I feel like they could have gone another way, too. If there's a couple right next to each other.
The rear? Oh.
No.
Tatas?
Up top. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, sure.
They could, and there's a lot of different ways they could interpret that.
I think with an artistic mind.
Yes. The possibilities are endless.
Right? Exactly.
Yes.
So there you go.
Is that something that needs to be done around here? Is there a certain area of town that needs a little bit more attention?
And elicit the power of the willy?
Maybe.
To get it fixed?
Maybe. The power of the art. The artwork.
There you go.
All right.
So,
not suggestion, just saying.
Congratulations to the local residents of Teesside.
Well done. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
We sip some tea in your honor.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. And feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Lois Wooten, can I introduce you to Lois?
Let's meet Lois.
Lois.
She sounds fun.
She is sassy Lois at a young 105 years old.
Holy cow.
Young 105, okay.
Yes.
Wow. Dang.
Living her best life. She is getting a lot of attention. She actually was honored by the State House of Representatives.
Rightfully so. When you get to that golden age.
The golden age of 105. Now, yes. Lois, a little bit sassy. She says she still sends homemade birthday cards, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
Aww. Loves to text people on her iPhone.
Who is she texting?
She learned how to drive on a Model T.
Whoa.
Which was the first mass-produced car
ever on planet Earth. Oh, that's amazing.
Thank you for the education.
You're welcome.
Yeah, wow.
And says that she credits her longevity.
Yeah, somebody had to ask her, what's your secret, Lois?
To KFC and Twinkies.
I support that diet.
There you go. She says, I don't like to cook much. I eat a lot of frozen dinners, but who cares?
Who cares? She's Lois. She's living her best life.
Yeah. So
holy cow.
She spent 20 years as a cafeteria manager at junior high.
Oh my gosh, it was like my mom.
Yeah, and lived most of her life without a computer, but now loves her iPhone.
Oh, she loves technology. She's all up in it.
She's all in.
She's texting all of her besties.
She probably
I hope she's got a Snapchat.
She probably even has a Tinder.
Oh, whoa, man.
I mean, you know.
I hope she's FaceTiming those Tinder dates.
There you go. Yeah, so a little feel good. Let's celebrate Lois, 105 in Iowa there.
I love Lois. You know what? We're practically peers because I think it still says I'm 102 years old on my Facebook profile.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're peers.
We're practically peers.
Peers. KFC and Twinkies.
I feel like it makes me look amazing.
All right, there's your feel good.
Not changing it.
Brought to you by Raise Ford there on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, living their best life. It is the Ben Davis and Kelly K show. Did anybody notice? Because people are now tweeting out this photo. Last night, Game of Thrones, about 17 minutes in, and we have tweeted it out as well.
You're talking like you're invested.
So
you're not invested.
I am invested in Game of Thrones.
No, you're not.
Just not Game of Thrones season 8. I'm not there yet.
You're on season 1.
You're
really far behind.
You're not a professional.
You're not in the club. I'm not counting you as being in the club.
So will you please, this is a photo, a screen grab that people have attached to.
Do I have to determine what I'm looking at?
Yeah. The circled image. What does that look like in Game of Thrones, which is set back in, you know, medieval times?
Can I zoom in?
Sure. Pinch and zoom.
I'm pinching and zooming. Oh, yeah, that's a Starbucks cup.
That looks like a Starbucks cup, does it not? Did someone...
Oops.
We went ahead and...
Someone forgot to take their Starbucks cup off the table.
We tweeted that out.
That's such a Starbucks cup.
Yeah, that's a Starbucks cup.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it, but it looks like...
I'm not a historian, but I don't think they had that back then.
It looks like it's in front of...
is that Daenerys?
Daenerys? Yeah.
How did I know her name? I know nothing about this show.
Yeah, she is...
Zero.
Yeah, for sure.
She's the only thing I know.
Okay, good. Good.
That's the only name.
And you know Joe Jonas's...
Yes, Sophie Turner. I don't know her name.
Wife
I know she's
now.
In it.
Yeah.
And I know Aquaman was in there once.
Yes, Jason Momoa.
Once upon a time until he died.
So there you go. Yeah, if you want to see... At Ben and Kelly Show, we have tweeted that out. It does definitely look like that.
That's an editing mistake. There's no mistaking that cap.
Like a to-go coffee mug.
Yes.
Basically, like it's a to-go paper coffee cup.
Yep.
That is there in the scene.
Well, to be fair, how else are they supposed to get their morning started without getting a little cup of coffee? Right?
I mean,
to be honest.
What did they have back then?
What did they?
I mean,
they didn't have the protein vitamin shakes like we have. They don't have the coffee cups.
They couldn't pound Red Bulls.
They couldn't pound the Red Bull.
Shotgun a Red Bull. YOLO.
How else did they get their day started?
Yeah, so you can kind of see that. About 17 minutes in, someone noticed, oh, hey, someone went to Starbucks before shooting this scene or something. There on 99.7 DJX. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX.
Wait, he was just clucking that song and I need it to happen. I need there to be a clucking remix of that song.
Well, when I went... Bah, 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 bah.
please make that happen. That's the only way I want to listen to that song again.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes when the mood strikes you, you can't resist.
No, that would give it new life in my head.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Every now and then the remix makes it better. Not going to say that that did that for that song, but you never know.
It did. It was great.
You never did. Hey, so on the way, it's been at least 40 minutes since we've talked about something in England, right?
Wow. We've had to like dive in and be bona fide British this morning.
Yeah, because one, the announcement that we are sending someone, or we're at least trying to send someone to London to see BTS in concert in June.
Across the pond.
Across the pond, so,
if you will.
So more across the pond news, because I mean,
I'm ready. We're sure. Practically a British show. It's fine.
Practically a British show. That is on the way. Give us just a few minutes. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 JX.
We go to.
I'll go. I will go. Go.
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I feel like we need this. For, and, you know, for all things British and across the pond, we turn to our quote-unquote expert, Kelly Kay. And the only reason I say quote-unquote expert is because, you know, she is the one with the accent.
Shall I pretend that I'm actually reporting from across the pond?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you, Ben. Thank you. I hope all of you are doing well in Louisville, Kentucky. It brings me great joy to announce, courtesy of Buckingham Palace.
Okay.
The Duchess of Sussex has given birth to a baby boy weighing 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Mother and, I'm sorry, Mumsy.
Mumsy
and child.
Mumsy
are doing child. Well.
Aww.
Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your There's uncle. There's no Bob.
Bob's your uncle.
We were just given that phrase. I was thinking, now I'm just going to use it all the time.
And you're going to use Bob's your uncle now.
Yeah.
All right.
There it is.
All right.
Look at that. We told you it was happening soon.
All right,
and there
wow.
It is. Thank you wow. to the Duchess of Sussex for making this happen before our show is over.
It right. happened like 2 minutes ago, and it's already on so many retweets.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Oh, we can't wait until they emerge from the hospital and give us our first glimpse at the bouncing baby boy and know his name.
So he's like seventh in line to the throne?
Is that what I've lost count.
Hello, Governor. Hello. Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
All right. So, congratulations on a happy and healthy birth.
It's so exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We are so excited.
Oh, we can't wait to see the pictures of the play dates between them
and the other one.
William and Kate's children, whichever the names are. Can't remember right now.
All right, so there you go.
It's amazing.
Wow, what a great, great and happy
live
morning.
From across the pond.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Live from across the
live
pond.
Live from across the pond in Buckingham Palace.
I didn't know the show had that sort of budget, but that is.
It was a quick flight.
That was. Yeah.
It was a quick flight.
Great reception.
It's pretty amazing.
Caught a red eye. She's there. Wow. All right. So there you go.
Ah.
Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
You can't get that kind of crack reporting. Right?
Can't get that kind of crack.
Crack.
Anywhere else.
It's whack.
Hugs, not drugs, friends. Hugs, not drugs. All right, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Done.
Must have gone wrong in my brain. Got your chemicals all in my veins. Feeling all the highs, feel all the pain. Let go of the wheel, it's the bullet lane. Now I'm seeing red, now I think it's straight. Blurring all the lines, you intoxicate me. Just like nicotine, rushing me, touching me. Suddenly I'm a fiend and you're all I need, all I need. Yeah, yeah. could overdose. He said, stop playing safe, girl, I wanna see you lose control. Just like nicotine, brushing me, touching me. Suddenly, I'm a fiend when you're on the knee.
Gonna love you like me.